Now to the aftermath of Hurricane Fiona and its lasting impact on Puerto Rico. More than a week after the storm hit, the island island electric utility says more than two-thirds of its customers' power has now been restored. But as Laura Barón-López reports, for the hundreds of thousands still in the dark, patience is wearing thin.
The hum of generators and the remains of people's lives stacked outside their homes filled the streets of Yauco in southwest Puerto Rico on Monday, 8 days after Hurricane Fiona made landfall.
We spent a week without water or power. The authorities haven't done anything for us. We are in rough shape. We lost everything.
That sense of desperation was also evident in the long lines at gas stations across the island. People continued to fill up cans to fuel generators powering their lights, water pumps, refrigerators, and more.
My generator and my fridge are broken. Many things broke down. I had to throw away over 100 pesos in food yesterday. That's really awful.
And there's growing anger with the island's power operator, Luma Energy, for moving slowly to restore power to the hundreds of thousands of people still in the dark.
You know how this goes. There's no money. And what happens to us? What happens with Luma? What happens with the governor? They do nothing. We are abandoned here. We don't even have water. They don't send water to our neighborhoods. Nothing.
Fiona hit 5 years after Hurricane Maria, a Category 5 storm with winds over 100 miles per hour, killing thousands. Fiona was just a Category 1 storm, but its flooding has devastated the island, washing away bridges, ruining homes and cars, and initially leaving more than a million Americans without electricity. In Caguas, in central Puerto Rico, Maria Nieves Martinez showed us around her house as she cleaned up what was left.
Everything got ruined. I don't have the boxes to throw them away because everything got ruined. All of this is garbage. Even this new air conditioner we bought that we were going to install got damaged. Everything got wet. This was too much.
Because of the continued blackouts, Martinez said her groceries have gone bad multiple times. And the power failures are hurting the island's most vulnerable residents, too.
Right now, on the eighth day, we still have hospitals without light, without electricity. They're running on a generator.
Jorge Rivera is a doctoral candidate in public health at the University of Puerto Rico. The island's healthcare had already been weakened by Hurricanes Irma and Maria, recent earthquakes, and the COVID pandemic. And now, Rivera says, many hospitals are relying on generators.
In Puerto Rico, there are more than 60 hospital centers where thousands of lives depend on or are connected to a ventilator or depend on medication that'll get ruined due to the lack of electricity or another service. For example, the dialysis centers. People who depend on the dialysis process depend entirely on electricity. If there's no electricity, that person can die.
For decades, Puerto Rico's power grid was run by state-controlled PREPA, whose infrastructure was badly damaged by Maria. Then in June of last year, a private consortium of American and Canadian companies called Luma took over operations and maintenance.
Nothing had improved, and we are paying a very expensive service. We are one of the most expensive services in the United States.
Israel Melendez Ayala is a historian and anthropologist in San Juan. Before Fiona even hit, he says that under Luma, his electric bill nearly tripled this year, and blackouts were frequent. He blames decades of corruption and negligence, including with PREPA, for the problems today.
When the government gave the contract to Luma, it was to improve the electricity services and to upgrade it, too. I mean, the electricity infrastructure of Puerto Rico is super old. I mean, when the corporate engineers came over here after Maria, they found that they were equipment of the 1940s. You know, this is the level of how old and the negligence from the government on the electric infrastructure in Puerto Rico.
Since Maria, the federal government has allocated nearly $13 billion for rebuilding the grid and public utilities. But so far, less than half of that has been spent by Luma and PREPA. Luma says it expects up to 91% of customers to have power by Friday, if there's enough capacity. Still, many in Puerto Rico expect a long road to recovery and to a more dependable power grid. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Laura Barón-López.